Today's daf is Makis daf Yud, and we're at the Mishnah on daf Tes Amid Beis. So we're middle of Perek Ve'elohein HaGoylin, and we're discussing the laws of Gol. So the first part of the Perek dealt with the halachos of how exactly we define Shoigig. If somebody kills somebody b'Shoigig, he had to go to Golos. So Derech Aliyah, Derech Nefila, Oymer Mutter, Karav Lemezid, Karav Le'Oynes. So that was the theme of the first part of the Perek. The next part of the Perek is going to discuss the Golus itself, which was the Ir Miklat, the place that the Ritzeach B'Shoigig was obligated to run to. So we know if somebody kills somebody B'Shoigig, he goes to Golus. So what does Golus mean? Golus means that there were certain dedicated cities in Eretz Yisrael and Be'ever HaYarden, where the rest of Klal Yisrael lived, and this person would be obligated to run there. Not just that, as long as he wasn't in the Ir Miklat, the Goyel Hadam, who's a relative of the person that was killed, had a right to kill the Ritzeach B'Shoigig. If this person is in the Ir Miklat, it's considered a sanctuary. Over there, he's off limits. Over there, the Goyel Hadam wouldn't be able to kill him. So essentially, the Ir Miklat served two purposes. Number one, there was a mitzvah for the Ritzeach B'Shoigig to go to the Ir Miklat. So there's an element of mitzvah saseh. Number two, it was also a place that, from a practical standpoint, it would behoove him to be, because it was dafka over there that he was protected from the Goyel Adam. Zok the Mishnah, Lehechon Goyelin. So where was this Golis? La'are Miklat, the Ir Miklat. L'sholosh Be'ever HaYarden. It could have been any one of the three are in Miklat and Ever HaYarden, Ulasholish of Eretz Kenan, or any one of the three are in Miklat that were in Eretz Kenan. Shenema, how do you know that there were three in Ever HaYarden, three in Eretz Kenan? The pasuk says, Eshloisha Arim Titnu Mevel HaYarden, Veshloisha Arim Titnu Eretz Kenan. It's a pasuk in the Torah. So there were three are in Miklat in Ever HaYarden. That's where Shevet Ruvain, Shevet Menasha, and Shevet Gad were. And the rest of Klal Yisrael, who lived in Eretz Canaan, they had three as well. Says the Mishnah, actually, Nifcharu Sholish of Eretz Yisrael, until the Yidin entered Eretz Yisrael with Yeshua ben Nun, and they conquered the land, and they divided the land, Lehoyu Sholish of Ever HaYarden Kolvis. The three are in Miklat, they were in Ever HaYarden, weren't Kolvis. Meaning, if you know the history of the way the Shvatim conquered Eretz Yisrael, it really happened in two phases. First, the Shvatim that settled Me'ever HaYarden, the ones that didn't go into Eretz Yisrael, they got their lands. The one that oversaw that Nachla, the one that oversaw that Chalukah, was Moshe Rabbeinu himself. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't enter Eretz Yisrael. Yeshua ben Nun, Elazar Kohen Gadol, they were the leaders of Klal Yisrael as they entered Eretz Yisrael. But they were going to have to first fight the 31 kings. They were going to have to fight wars in Eretz Yisrael before they were going to be able to divide the land. And we know the Gemara says that it took 7 years to fight, another 7 years to divide. Bottom line is it was 14 years later that the rest of Eretz Yisrael was divided. So for that 14-year period, Sol Ketai Techamina, you would have thought that the three Ari Miklat in Ever HaYarden would protect the Ritzeach B'Shoigig. That's this tremendous chiddush that the Mishnah says, that actually Nifcharu Sholish of Eretz Yisrael, until the three Ari Miklat were chosen in Eretz Yisrael, meaning until the 14 years after the Yidden entered Eretz Yisrael, Lehoyu Sholish of Ever HaYarden Kolt Shenema, because the pasuk says Sholish Ari Miklat Tiena Ad Sheiu Sheshtem Kolt Eskachas. You need all six to work Bevasachas. So three in and of itself couldn't work. You would need the six together. There would be roads, paved highways, interstate highways that would take you from Eretz Yisrael, wherever you are, to one of the respective Ari Miklat. Shenema Tochem Lecha Aderech Vishilashtas. It was very important that if somebody had to go to Golos, so he should have roads that he should be able to travel on. Otherwise, it's going to take him longer to go. It's going to be a difficult odyssey. And if it's difficult, the Goyel Adam is going to be able to get him. So this is all us looking out for the Ritzeach B'Shoigig. The Gemara is going to say later on Daf Yud Amid Beis that if the Torah is so concerned about the well-being of the Ritzeach B'Shoigig, certainly we should be concerned about a good person. But the bottom line is that we're looking out for this Ritzeach. We want to make sure that we protect him. Another thing they did was that they would escort him with two Talmidei Chachamim. Shemo Yahargenu B'Derech V'Yedabru Eilav. So in the event that the Goyel Adam comes and wants to kill the Ritzeach B'Shoigig, they're going to intervene. They're going to somehow try to get the Goyel Adam to back off. The Gemara is going to explain this. Rameyer says, no, he didn't need two Talmidei Chacham to do this, but rather this person was able to take care of himself. Shenema Vezer Dvar HaRitzeach. You see, the Ritzeach is talking. Dvar is Milosh and Dibur. The Ritzeach is going to talk. He can fend for himself. When a person would kill kill somebody, echad shoygig, whether he killed b'shoygig, the echad mezid, or whether he killed b'mezid, makdimin la'arei miklat. First thing that would happen is the ritzach would go to ir miklat. U'bezdin shalchem of yinoisim b'sham. And then Bezdin would go to the ir miklat. They would take this person, who's now being summoned to court, and he would stand in front of Bezdin. Bezdin would try the case. Mishan is chayv misa. If this person was found to be chayv misa, bebezdin hargu, he would be killed in Bezdin. Vishalayin is chayv misa. If he was found that he's not chayv misa, patru, he would be pot. Mishan is chayv golas. If he was found to be chayv golas, machzir noisim koymet, they'd send him back to the ir miklat shenemar. And how do you know this? Meaning, how do you know that the person first would run to the ir miklat, and then afterwards it would be determined whether he should go back to the ir miklat or not? Because the pasuk says v'yishivu oisai ha'ed al ir miklatay. Vayishivu means he's going to return. So it sounds like he's going to Ermiklat some Tzveitamol. He was there already. He was taken out. And now we're bringing him back. So it says the Mishnah that although we know the only person that had to go to Golos was the Ritzach, but not all Ritzachim, only the Ritzach B'shoigig, but the rest of the story is that really every Ritzach, until it was determined whether he's a Ritzach B'shoigig or not, would initially go to Golos. So anytime somebody killed somebody else, the first thing he would do is he would go to Golos. At some point, he would have a court date. He would stand in front of court. And now, Bezdin would decide what's his halacha. And there were really three options. Number one, it could be he's going to be Chayim Mises Bezdin. It could be he's going to be Potter. Or it could be he's going to be Chayim Golos. If he was Chayim Mises Bezdin, they gave him Mises Bezdin. If he was Potter, they sent him home. And if he was found to be Chayiv Golos, because it was determined that it was a pure Ritzicha B'shoigig that meets all the criteria of Perek Eloi Nagoylen, in that case, they would send him back to Golos. And that's the emphasis of the Hishivu Oysai. They returned him to Golos because he had been there previously. Now he's just going back. Tanu Rabbanan. The Mishnah had said that there were 6 Arei Miklat. It's a Pasuk. 6 Arei Miklat. But 3 were Be'evra Yardin. And 3 were in Eretz Kenan. So the Braisa, Sholish Arim Hivdol Moshe Ve'era Yard, Moshe Rabbeinu, who was the one that oversaw the Nachla of Evra Yardin, he set aside 3 Arim Miklat, Ukinegdon Hivdol Yeshua. Yeshua, who oversaw the Chalukah of Eretz Kenan, he too was Mavdol 3. But they were completely parallel to each other. So the 3 in Evra Yarden just geographically corresponded to the 3 that were in Eretz Kenan. Chevron be Yehuda, Keneged Betzah b'Midbar. Shechem behar Ephraim, Keneged Ramos b'Gilad. Kedesh behar Naphtali, Keneged Goylam b'Bashan. So there were 3 in Evra Yarden, there were 3 in Eretz Kenan. The Shilashta, the Pasuk says, what does that mean? Shiyu Mishulashin. What it means is that the 3 Ari Miklat should be equidistant from each other. How so? Going from south to north, the southern part of Eretz Yisrael to the northern part of Eretz Yisrael. So the distance from the southern border of Eretz Yisrael to Chevron was the same as the distance from Chevron to Shechem. From Chevron to Shechem, the distance between Chevron and Shechem was equal to Kimi Shechem LeKedesh, to the distance between Shechem and Kedesh. Umi Shechem LeKedesh, the distance between Shechem and Kedesh, was equal to the distance of Kimi Kedesh LeTzofen to the northern border. So essentially what they did was, they didn't just put 3 in Eretz Kenan wherever you wanted them to be. They should be done with Chachma. They were placed strategically, and the methodology was very simple. It was all equidistant from each other. So they established 4 quadrants in Eretz Yisrael. So you had from the southern border to the first Ner Miklat, from the first Ner Miklat to the second, from the second to the third, and then from the third to the northern border of Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara asks 2 very obvious questions based on the way the Ir Miklat were set up. Number 1, the Evra Yardin class, the Eretz Yisrael class, how many Shvatim were in Evra Yardin? 2.5. How many Shvatim were in Eretz Canaan? The rest, 9.5. So does it make sense that you need the same amount of Arei Miklat for 2.5 Shvatim as you need for 9.5 Shvatim? So why 3 in Evra Yardin and 3 in Eretz Kanan? You would think you need more Arei Miklat in Eretz Kanan than you need in Evra Yardin. Amar Abayas, Abayas said, Begilot Shchichi Roitzchim. Gilot, which was in Evra Yardin, there were a lot of Roitzchim. And because there were a lot of Roitzchim, it's for that reason, that they needed more Arei Miklat. Tosfos asks the obvious kasha. Who goes to Golos? Only a Ritzeach B'shaige goes to Galus. Ritzech b'meizah doesn't go to Galus. L'chura, when you say begilat shchichi roitzchim, what are we trying to say? We're trying to say there was a lot of ritzicha, there was a lot of shchichas dabin. Shchichas dabin b'meizah. Shchichas dabin b'meizah. What does that have to do with Galus? So the Aruch Lener says, I saw a very posh the teretz. He says, what do you mean? He says, we just learned the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that b'tchila, every ritzech would first have to go to Ir Mikla. Whether you're ritzech b'meizah, you're ritzech b'shaige. So it's true, at the end of the day, most of those roitzchim were taken out of the Ir Mikla, and either they were killed or they were found to be potter. Because it was Ritzicha B'mezer, it wasn't Ritzicha B'shaiki. But initially, every single Ritzach would have to go to Ir Mikla. Maybe that's the Shach. Toysis has a different teretz, a very Gishmaki teretz, but we'll wait till Daf Yudam and Beis to speak out Toysis' teretz. Either way, the Chsiv Gilad Kiryas Payaleovin, Akuvim Midam, my Akuvim Midam, referring to the city of Gilad, Amr Abelazar, Shayu Oikvin Laharg Nefashit. Because in Gilad, they would ambush people, they would try to kill people. Since for that reason, Gilad, Shchichi Roitzchim, you actually needed a disproportionate amount of Ari Miklad in Gilad than you needed in the rest of Eretz. The Gemara asks another kasha. So again, the way that the three Ari Mikla were set up was they were all equidistant from each other, but you had the same amount of distance between the Ari Mikla as you had between the two borders, the southern border of Eretz Yisrael and the northern border of Eretz Yisrael, and the first Ir Mikla. And the Gemara says, really, in Sfar, that's not the way they should have done it. What they should have done is they should have put one on one border, one in the middle, and one in another border. It's like this, no matter where you are, you're sort of equidistant to Ir Mikla. Now, what happens if somebody kills somebody near the southern border of Eretz Yisrael, or near the northern border of Eretz Yisrael? He only has one Ir Mikla that he can run to. He has to go north if you're south, or go south if you're north. That's going to be the one Ir Mikla you can run to. If somebody would kill someone in central Eretz Yisrael, towards the middle, so you have three Ir Mikla, in theory, that you should be able to run to. So break the Gemara. Maishna mehaigis and mehaigis the mirachti. If you kill near the borders, you're going to be far from an Ir Mikla. Maishna mitzioi the mekarvi. But if you kill in the middle, you're going to be close. Amr Abaya. Abaya said, b'shchem nami shchichi roitzchem. Shchem was in the central part of Eretz Yisrael. In Shchem, there were a lot of roitzchem. And to accommodate those roitzchem, we needed, again, strategically, that there should be a lot of Ari Miklat in that area. The Chassid, as the Pasuk says, Ukechake ishkedudim chever kayhanim, derech yiratzchu shechma, kizima asu. My chever kayhanim, we're talking about chever kayhanim in Shechem. Amar Abelazar, it doesn't mean that they were kayhanim. But rather, what it means to show you, mischabrim laharig nefashis, they would gang up together and kill people. Ki kayhanim alalu, shem mischabrim lachleis trumais, v'veis argonis. Just like the kayhanim will come together as gangs knocking on your door, they want trumas and maestris. It was in that same vein, these people would go and ambush, and they would try to kill. Why would they kill in that way? So I saw the Aruch Lener says, because if 10 people kill, we learned the sugya's in Masechta Sanhedrin, it could be that all potter. One man number says the one who dealt the final blow is going to be chayev. So could be there was some armor that was used, because like this they'd be off the hook as well. But the bottom line is that you see in Shechem they were like kohanim. What does it mean they were like kohanim? They would kill people in groups. Bottom line is b'shchem nami shchichi roitzchem. That's where there had to be disproportionate amount of Ari Miklat in the central part of Eretz Yisrael. But trek the Gemara v'sulaka, is that true? All there was six Ari Miklat. There wasn't any more. Except the pasuk says v'aleim titnu arbaim v'shtayimir. It says in the pasuk in Parshas Maaseh that there's going to be six Ari Miklat. And who lived in the Ari Miklat, by the way? The Levim. Says the Pasuk, in addition, Va'aleim, in addition to the six Ari Miklat, which is where the Levim lived, Titnu, you should give the Levim another 42 cities. So we know that Shevet Levi was Ki'en Lo'i Chelek V'Nachle Imach. But people make a mistake. People think they had nowhere to live. They were homeless, the Levim? What does that mean? That's not what it means. Of course they had where to live. They were Ba'arei HaLevim. As a matter of fact, there were 48 Ari HaLevim. What were the 48 Ari HaLevim? Six Ari Miklat, that's where the Levim lived, plus another 42 cities. That's this pasuk. Va'aleim titnu arbam ushtayimir. But we know that those additional 42 cities also had the ability to protect the Ritzach B'shaigig. So why is it six Ari Miklat? I thought it's 48. It's six plus 42. So fake the Gemara. V'suleka v'oksiv va'aleim titnu arbam ushtayimir. Amar Abaya. Abaya said it's true. This is very important. There's six Ari Miklat and there's 42 Ari Halavim, which together is 48. Yet, we still talk about the six Ari Miklat because in Halacha, the six Ari Miklat had certain protective qualities that the other 42 cities didn't have. Amar Abaya, for example, Alolu Kolta is Bein Ladas, Bein Shaloi Ladas. Dori Miklat had an ability to protect whether the Ritzech B'Shoigig knew he was on the Ir Miklat, meaning he knew that this place had an ability to protect or not. So even if he entered Shaloi Ladas, he didn't realize that he's in a sanctuary now. It doesn't matter. It didn't impact the ability of the city to protect him. Halalu, however, the 42 cities, Ladas, Koltois, Shaloi Ladas, Einon Koltois. So before we go weiter, two classic Meshachachmas. Number one. So the Mishnah says that there were 6 Ari Miklat. There were 3 Be'ever HaYarden, and there were 3 Be'eretz Kenan, stating that, despite the fact that the 3 in Be'er HaYarden were established 14 years before the 3 in Eretz Kenan, the halacha was that the 3 in Be'er HaYarden couldn't protect. They didn't have the sanctuary qualities until the 3 in Eretz Kenan were established. And the reason is, based on a pasuk, the pasuk says, Sheish ore miklotiena. We learn from there that it has to be 6. Achiyu sheshten koltois ka'achas. First glance, it's a gzeres hakasa, that the 3 in Eva Yarden couldn't work unless they were working with the other 3. It was a set. It was a unit. Either you have 6 or you have nothing. So despite the fact that the other 3 were established years earlier, it doesn't matter. They didn't have any protective qualities. Stating that, Rameir Simcha says, a machshava nifla to explain the salah. He says that, what was the punishment of the Ritzach B'Shoigig? The punishment was that he had to go to Galus. How long? It's going to be the topic of tomorrow's daf. Until the Kohen Gadol died. When the Kohen Gadol died, that was his get out of jail card. He was now able to leave his Galus. Meaning, when somebody killed somebody B'Shoigig, he was given a life sentence. You're going away for your entire life. But at the same time, he has an option. He has an hoffnung. He knows that he may get a call that the Kohen Gadol died, which means he can get out today. Says Rav Meir Simcha, when Hashem punishes a person, it's done bidiktuk Gadol. Every single element of it has a cheshbon. And this is the cheshbon Hashem wants. Hashem wants you to go away for life, but at the same time, have hope and tikva that maybe you're going to be able to get out today. Literally right now. Says Rav Meir Simcha, who was the Kohen Gadol when Moshe Rabbeinu divided the 3 Arim Miklat in Eber HaYarden? Aharon HaKohen wasn't alive anymore. It was Elazar Kohen Gadol. Now the pasuk says that Elazar Kohen Gadol and Yeshua Ben Nun, they were the ones that were going to lead the Yidden into Eretz Yisrael. Not just that, they were the ones that were going to conquer the lands. They were the ones that were going to divide the lands on behalf of Eretz Yisrael. Meaning, there was a Nevuah Toiva that said that Elazar Kohen Gadol was going to be alive at least long enough to divide Eretz Yisrael. The Rambam says that whenever a Novi says a Nevuah Toiva, it has to happen. It's not possible for it not to happen. Which means, says Rav Meir Simcha, that Elazar Kohen Gadol had a Havtocha from Hashem that he was going to be alive long enough to oversee the entire division of the land, which in hindsight ended up being 14 years. That means Elazar Kohen Gadol was going to live another 14 years. So if somebody would kill somebody, B'Shoigig, at that point, you're going to send him to Galus. Says Rav Meir Simcha, does that person have the hope that maybe he's going to be able to leave jail tomorrow? No. He has to be there in his mind at least as long as Elazar Kohen Gadol divides the land, which is going to be years. 14 years. That means he doesn't have that hope of leaving. That punishment is not the punishment of the Ritzach B'Shoigig. That's cruel and unusual. The punishment is go to Galus, but at the same time, know you can get out right away. And that person didn't have the hope of maybe getting out right away, because he's going to have to be there until the Kohen Gadol dies, and the Kohen Gadol is going to be alive until he divides the land. 14 years, that's not the Oinash HaTorah. That's why until the land was divided, they weren't Kohen. Once the land was divided, now Elazar Kohen Gadol had already accomplished his mission. At this point, the Nevuah Toiv expired. Now he can pass away. Oh, now that he can pass away, now there's no reason that the Ari Miklat shouldn't work. That's the first classic Meshachachma. The second classic Meshachachma is the Pasuk in Parsha Shoftim. The Pasuk says, Vim Yarchiv Hashem Elokecha Es Gevulcha Kashem Nishbol Abisecha. That at some point in the future, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu expands the land, and Hashem gives you the entire land that He had promised Avram Avinu by the Bris Bein Absarim. What's this referring to? It's referring to the 3 additional lands. But we know that there were 7 lands that Klal Yisrael conquered when they entered Eretz Yisrael. Chiti, Amori. But really, there's another 3. It wasn't 7. Really, there's 10. We only got 7. The other 3 we're going to get lost. Lovely. What are the other 3? Kini, Kadmoini, and Knizi. So says the Pasuk, at some point in the future when you're going to get those other three lands, why? Because you're going to do what you're supposed to do. Says the Pasuk, it's in Parshas Shoftim, it's not in Parshas Maaseh. You should add another three Arei Miklat. Says Rashi, Harei Tesha, which means, Rashi does the math for us, you're going to end up with nine. Gimel Shebeber Ayadeh. The Gimel Sheba Eretz Kenan, the Gimel La'asalavi. See, have Psukim tucked away in Parsha Shoiftim. It's a very long Psuk in Parsha Shoiftim. Of course, Eidos is in Parsha Shoiftim. See, have tucked away in Parsha Shoiftim a halach, a sif katan regarding Golas. That we know six are in Miklot, that's the Mishnah we just learned. La'asalavi is going to be nine. You can have the three Bevra Yarde, Moshe. You can have the three of Eretz Kenan, that's Yeshua, and then there's going to be another three, the three of La'asulavim. Freit Rameir Simcha, a Gevaldig Akasha. What is La'asulavim? La'asulavim is Yemois HaMashiach. La'asulavim is maybe La'achat Chiyas HaMesim. We're talking about the end of days. We just learned Perek Chelek. We know that in the end of days, people aren't going to do Averis anymore. The Pasuk says, Zachar Yud Gimel, that's Ruach HaTumah Aver. Yeshayu Yud Aleph, Vigar Ze'ev and Keves. The wolf and the lamb are going to live together. If the wolf and the lamb are going to get along, then people are certainly going to get along. The Pasuk says, Yishaya Perek Samach, Lo Yishoma Oid Shoid Veshever. So the Chura, if there's going to be peace in the world, there's going to be no Ritzicha. If there's no Ritzicha, then why do you need Ari Miklat? You need more Ari Miklat? If anything, you can chop them down. We don't need them anymore. Nine Ari Miklat, V'yasafta L'cha Oid Shalish Arim, says Rimei Simcha, classic. He says that the Gemara says that Mashiach's going to come Be'ita Achishena in its proper time, but really, really fast. Fake the Gemara, what of Shach? Is it Be'ita? Or is it Achishena? Says the Gemara, it depends. Loi Zachu, Be'ita. Zachu, Achishena. It really meant, if the Yidden never merit Mashiach coming, then at some point Mashiach's going to come anyways. But that coming of Mashiach is going to happen Be'ita, in its predetermined time. There's a case, just like Golos Bavel had an end, it was 70 years, so too the Golos that we're in right now is going to have an end. And at some point, Mashiach's going to come whether we deserve it or whether we don't deserve it. But at the same time, Mashiach can come Hayoyim, and Bekoy Leisishmo, Hashem can come today. Mashiach can come today. But that's in Zochu. So Loi Zochu, if we never merit, then it's going to be Be'ita, whenever it's supposed to happen, because Yaakov, Legalis, Zakates, whatever that Kates is, that's when Mashiach's going to come. But at the same time, there's a concept of Zochu Achishenu. Mashiach can come right now. Says Rameh Simcha Gevaldik. This, that the Nevi'im said, though Mashiach comes, there's going to be no Yetzahara. And when Mashiach comes, people aren't going to do Averis. And the wolf and the lamb are going to live together in peace. That's all Be'ita. In this predetermined time, that's called Yemoisa Mashiach, Achris Hayamim. The world is going to change. It's going to be a very, very different world. But in the world of Achishena, dear Faker, really, it's Olam Kimen Hagoy Hoylich. But we were Zoicha to have Mashiach come a little bit earlier. But we're not in the Tkufa yet of Be'ita. At that point, people are going to have a Yetzahara. People are going to do Averis potentially. There'll even be Shvichas Damim. And it's for that reason we're going to need Ari Miklat, even a three additional Ari Miklat. Maybe. Nine Ari Miklat. But the bottom line is, Ezra Meir Simcha, it's true there's a concept of Ezruach HaTuma Aver, Vigar Zevim Keves, Bo Yishoma Oit Shoit Veshever. But that's only in Loi Zachu in the Tkufa of Be'ita. But as it relates to Achishena, there it's going to be different. Says Rameh Simcha, how meduyik is it in the Pesukim? V'im yach v'ashem alikecha es gvulcha kashen ishba lavisecha v'nosan l'chaz kol aretz ha'shadiba los lavisecha. If it's going to come to be that Hashem is going to be marchev Eretz Yisrael, you're going to get the lands of Kini, Knizi, and Kadmoini. Why? Ki sishmar es kol ha'mitzvah azois la'soiso asher anoichi mitzavcha hayoim la'havas Hashem alikecha v'lachas b'joch v'kol ha'yomim. Why did Mashiach come? Because you were zochu, because you did the mitzvahs, not because Be'ita. It was Achishena. It was because you did everything you're supposed to do. La'havas Hashem alekecha v'lelechas b'drach of kalayam. If that's the case, it's oylam kimen hagei hoylech. If it's oylam kimen hagei hoylech, there's the Yetzahara, there's even Shvichas Dabim, v'yatzavta l'chayit shalish harim, at shalish eila, memela, you're going to have to add another three cities. Zakta Gemara v'chevra in Ir Miklatu. So one of the three Ari Miklat mentioned in Eretz Kenan was Chevra. Faith the Gemara, is that true? Chevra in Ir Miklat. V'aksiv at the Pasuk says, V'yitnu l'kolev es Chevroin. Kolev, who was from Sheva Yehuda, got Chevroin. Kasha dibe Moshe. Moshe promised that Kolev and Yefuna was going to get Chevroin, and he got it. Now, the Sheva Yehuda didn't get Dari Miklat. Dari Miklat belonged to the Levim, like we said. So, how could it be in Ir Miklat? Amar Abaye Parvada. What it means is that the city itself of Chevroin, that belonged to the Levim, but there were some suburbs of Chevron, and that he got the suburbs. So mentions Kedesh in this Pasuk and refers to it as an Ir Mifzar, a fortified city. What's the problem? It couldn't be a small shtetl. It couldn't be a fortified city either. It had to be an in-between size city. Bottom line is, how could Kedesh be an Ir Miklot if it's a fortified city? The Pasuk describes it as Ir Mifzar. I'm Rav Yosef. Tarti Kedesh, you have to say there were two cities with the name Kedesh. Am Ravashi. Ravashi added to that, he said, Kegoin Slikum Vaakra the Slikum. So you have the city Slikum, which was a very large city. And then there was Akra the Slikum. And there was a smaller city that was next to Slikum that took on the name of the larger city. It was called Akra the Slikum. In the same vein, so there was an Ir Mitzar called Kedesh. That wasn't the Ir Miklat, because an Ir Miklat couldn't be a fortified city. But there was a smaller city next to Kedesh, that was also called Kedesh, just like Slikum, and Akra the Slikum, and that was the Ir Mikla. Goof. The Ir Mikla, you couldn't make it a small village like Krakim, it couldn't be a large city. It had to be an in-between city. Now, why couldn't it be a small village? Because small villages usually can't sustain themselves, and we want to make sure that the Ritzeach is in a place where there's going to be bread, there's going to be water, there's going to be parnusa. You know, he should have the things that he needs. Otherwise, he may have to leave the city. If he leaves the city, it's open season. The Goel Adam can kill him. At the same time, you don't want it to be a big city either. You don't want it to be a place that the Goel Adam goes on business every week, because if he's showing up too often, that's not good either. So what they did was they made sure it was Ayores Beinoinios. Ima Shivanois Elba Mokan Mayim, it had to be near water. Venensha Mayim, if there was no water, Mevian Lehem Mayim. Irrigation canals. It had to be in a place where you can go shopping. It had to be a place that the surrounding areas had a lot of people as well. And the reason is you wanted surrounding cities that were populated, because that would work as some form of cover for the Ritzeach Peshoigin in case the Goel Adam wanted to make his way in. Nismat Uchlusayim was so concerned with him being in a shtetl that's surrounded by cities that have a population, that if some of those cities started losing their population, they would ship people in. Nesmatu diureyem, if the city itself where the Ir Miklat was started losing population, they didn't sell guns over there, but likely mitzuda, divrei Reb Nechemya, so the NRA didn't meet in an Ir Miklat, because they dafka wanted to make sure that you don't want, in case the Goel Adam is there and he runs low on ammunition, so he shouldn't be able to go to the local street corner and be able to refill. Everybody, however, agrees that they weren't pirates, mitzudas, traps, they wouldn't put ropes there. Bottom line is, they're trying to keep the Goel Adam away, but at the same time, they have to make sure it's a decent-sized city, because they need that this Ritzeach B'Shoigig should have the things that he's going to need. Amr Rabbi Yitzchak, Michael, how do you know all this? Maybe their Miklat is just a city, and let him go there, and if it doesn't work out, so it doesn't work out. Rabbi Yitzchak, no, we learn it from the Pasuk. It says, V'nos elachas minaharim ho'el v'chai. And we learn from there, Ovid lei midi detahavilei chayus. We have to go out of our way. We have to be proactive to make sure that this Ritzeach B'Shoigig is going to have all the things that he needs. He'll be v'chai. He'll be able to sustain himself when he's in the Ir Miklat. This next Gemara is a classic. Tana, Talmud Shagala, a Talmud who's learning in yeshiva. He has a Rebbe. He kills somebody B'Shoigig. He has to go to Golis. Maglin Rabbi Yimai. So not only did he go to Golis, but his Rebbe had to go to Golis with him as well. Shenemar, because the Pasuk says, V'chei, this Pasuk that we just quoted, V'nas el achas min ha'orim ho'el v'chei, and obviously midi t'tahavilei chayusa. So just like you have to make sure he has water, just like you have to make sure that he has all the things that he needs and he's protected from the Goel Adam, he's going to be able to go there and live. At the same time, Ovile Midat Yavale Chiyusa teaches me that he has to have his Rebbe. Because he doesn't have his Rebbe, what kind of life is that? Reb Zeira said, from here you learn a good Musar, Shalei Yishana Adam LaTalmud Sheni Hagun. That if you're a Rebbe, just make sure you don't have a Talmud that you think might be a Ritzeach B'Shoigig, because you might be spending the rest of your life in Golis. So it's important for the Rebbe to look at as well before he teaches a Talmud, because from the Talmud's standpoint, yeah, this is a wonderful halacha, but from the Rebbe's standpoint, not as wonderful. Either way, well-known halacha, Talmud Shagola Maglin Rabbayim. But the kasha is obvious. What's the kasha? Who lived in the Ari Miklot? The Levim lived in the Ari Miklot. Who were the Levim? The Loishev Levi Bilvad, Hashem Unach Losoy. The Levim were Oisek in Avodah Hashem. That's what they did. They didn't work. Why didn't they have a chelek in Eretz Yisrael? Because they weren't busy making money. They were busy learning and steiging. That is who Sheva Levi represented. They were the one chelek of Klal Yisrael that was supported by the rest of Klal Yisrael. It was their job to make sure that they sat al Torah v'al Avodah all day. That means Levi, you would think, they had yeshivas, there were good chavrusas, there were rabbeim, right? So if you had all this going on, you had a whole industry of koilalim, so why was it necessary? Talmud Shagala, Maglin, Rabbi Imoy, Lechuras, Afeltos, yeshivas, and the Ari Miklot, the Levim were living there. What's the issue? So the Ritva asks the Kasha. And the Ritva says, it's a two-line Ritva. Says the Ritva, Pirch, V'afal pishiyesh yeshiva b'Ari Miklot, even though there had to be yeshivas in the Ari Miklot. And he doesn't explain. But the explanation is like we just said. Because who was in the Ari Miklot? It was Shevet Levi. Still, Maglin Rabbi Imoy, Shaloi min ha'koil odom zoicha lilmoy. Because the reality is that if somebody wants to learn Torah, it's not so simple as saying, yeah, big deal. I can learn by this one, or I can go to that person's share, or I can go to the other person's share, I can be in this yeshiva, I could be in that yeshiva, I could have this chavrusa, I could have that chavrusa. It doesn't always work that way. And sometimes a person has a special siyata d'shmaya. It somehow connects. There's a chemistry that a person could have with his Rebbe. And if he goes now to Ir Miklot and he loses his shir, his chabura, his Rebbe, his chavrusa, even though he's in a place where there's maybe more chashuv and magid, that's not the point. The point is that there's a certain chemistry that sometimes a Talmud is going to have with his Rebbe, and we're sensitive to that chemistry, and that's why, even though he's going to have where to learn, but loy min hakoil adam zoicha lilmoid kidamrinam the mesechtes avodah zarah. Half love a fella, but I'm going to tell you something unbelievable that Reb Shimon Greenfield told me last night. The Rith in Perek Elohein HaGoylen brings one halacha. There's one halacha. The Rith in Perek Elohein HaGoylen is three lines. Elohein HaGoylen doesn't even bring the Mishnah. Gemara, Tana, Talmud Shagala, Maglin Rabbi Yimoy, Shenemar Vachai, Ovid Lumidit the Havile Chirusa, Omrab Zera, Mikan Shleishana, Adam Latalmud Shayne Hagan, the Gansa Maisa. That's the whole riff. It's three lines, the whole riff in Perak Elan Agan. Now, what's the pshat? The riff was a Paisek. So, why did the riff only bring this one halacha? Teretz is very simple. Because Perak Elohin Agolin is Hilchas Alamashicha. These halachas aren't Nageya. Because there's no galus today, there's no ir miklat, there's no bezin that can pass in somebody's chayiv galus. So being that it's what we know as hilchasul and mishicha, it's not relevant bismane. The Rambam, kiyadua, brings halachas even that aren't negeya bismanazeh. He Rambam has hilchas kachim, he brings all that hilchasul and mishicha. Shulchan Aruch doesn't. The Rif also, the Rif didn't bring hilchasul and mishicha. So being that the Rif doesn't bring hilchasul and mishicha, says for that reason the Rambam didn't bring, or the Rif didn't bring perik eloi nagoil. But in the kashas, why did he bring this halacha? Talmud shagoil maglin rabbi imay, that's halacha. That's Nogei Bezman Hazeh. If Hilchas Golus is Hilchas of the Mashiach, then this halach is also Hilchas of the Mashiach. So he said, Vaistois, this halach is not Hilchas of the Mashiach. This halach, the core of it, is actually something that's very, very relevant. What's the core of this halach? What we just said. Shaloi min akol adam zoicha lomoy. It's true. The Nachgemina lehalacha that's mentioned in Makis Daf Yud is the halacha in Hilchas Golos. It's halacha that's Hilchas al Mashicha. But the underlying principle of this halacha is something that's very much negaya. Every person that learns, there's an idea of loy min hakol adam zoicha lilmoy. It's something that we know from this Gemara right here. I mean, the Rif also quotes the halacha mikan shlo yishana adam letalmud sheni hagan. But the point is that there's a Hilchas al that's very much relevant to Zmanenu, and that's why the Rif brought this and only this halacha from Perakela in Agolim. Half of a fella. Either way, it's up to Gemara. I'm Rav Yechanan. Harav Shagol. What happens if a Rav, the Rebbe, kills somebody? B'shoikik. Says the Gemara, Maglin Yeshiva Saim, and the Gansi Yeshiva has to go to Golos. Eini. V'am Rav Yechanan. Rav Yechanan sent me nail to be Terry Shane Colton. So the Gemara asks, a bombekasho. Is that true? So this is a Rebbe who presumably sits and learns Torah. He just killed somebody b'shoigig, so he has to go to Golos. Not just him, his entire yeshiva has to go to Golos. Freik de Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan said that Divrei Torah themselves has the ability to protect. Shenemar as Betzer Bamidbar, V'ksiv Basrei, and it says right afterwards, V'zoysa Torah. Adam Kiyamas Bayal. Betzer is one of the Ari Mikla. And then it says Vizaisa Torah. We learn from there that Torah protects. So just like the Ir Mikla protects, so too Torah protects as well. So what's the kasha? If the Rav is a Rav, then by definition it means he learns. If he learns, he has the protection of the Torah. So anyways, the girl Adam shouldn't be able to kill himself. More like kasha. It's true. While the Rav is learning, he's protected. But what happens when he's not learning? He's not protected. That's why he has to go to the Ir Mikla. Over there, he'll be protected even while he's not learning. My cult, what does it mean when we say Torah protects? It doesn't mean from the Ritzach B'Shoigig. Torah can't protect a person from the Ritzach B'Shoigig. What it means is it can protect him from the Malach HaMavis. But as it relates to the Goyal Hadam, when you're a Ritzach B'Shoigig, for that, you'd have to go to the Ir Mikla. It says the Gemara, how do we know that Torah can protect for the Malach HaMavis? So the Gemara says, it's a Maisa Shahoy. Rav Chizda was once sitting and learning. The Malach HaMavis couldn't kill him. Why? He didn't stop learning. And the Malach HaMavis had a job to do. His job was to take away the neshama of Rav Chizda, but it wasn't possible. So what he did was he sat on top of a cedar tree that was in the Beis Medrash, Paka Arza, a branch fell, or the tree fell, Vishasik and Rav Chizda, for the moment, he was alarmed, he was quiet, Vyochle, and was Dafka at that second that he was able to kill him. So you see that as long as Rav Chizda was learning Torah, he was protected. Zaysay Meris, you have this concept that Torah protects, but the Torah that protects from the Malach HaMavis. It's a whole different sugya. Here we're talking about protecting from Ritzicha B'Shoigig. Over there, or from the Goyal Adam, that memra that says Vizoisa Torah, that the Torah has an ability to protect, is talking about protecting from the Malach HaMavis. Frekrav Kiveger, you want to bring a raya that Torah could protect a person that's learning from the Malach HaMavis? What's the raya? Kihadir Rav Chizda. Said Rav Kiveger, I have a much more obvious raya. What's Rav Kiveger's raya? Who else do you find did the same thing happen to? David HaMelech. We know Hashem told David HaMelech. David HaMelech asked Hashem, when am I going to die? Hashem said, we don't reveal those things. I can't tell you when you're going to die. At the end of his plea bargain, Hashem tells David, you know what? I'm going to tell you the day that you're going to die. You're going to die on Shabbos. That's what he told. Says the Gemara, Kol Yoyme de Shabbato, on every Shabbos, have a Yosef Vigaris, Kuli Yoyme. David HaMelech would sit and he would learn Torah the entire Shabbos. Because by learning Torah, he knew he was protected from the Malach HaMavis. Hu Yoyme de Boyle Menech Nafshe, that day that the Malach HaMavis came to take away David HaMelech's life, come Malach HaMavis kanev lo yachalei. He couldn't. Why? The same Lashon HaGemara. Till he have a pasik pume migirsa. Because he wasn't stopping to learn. Amar, he said, Maya Avile, what should I do? Havile bustana achere beise. He had a garden in the back of his house, David HaMelech did. Also Malach HaMavis went solagu bachish bilani. He started shaking the trees. Nafak lemechsis. So David HaMelech went outside to see what's going on. Habesolik bedarga. He was, as he's walking down the steps to go downstairs, ifchiz darga, this is Perek Elein HaGoylin, ifchiz darga, one of the steps, you read the Shetzar Chaliyah, one of the steps fell down. Mituse ishtik, he stopped learning for that second. Venoch nafshe, and that's how he was killed. So Freikrim Kiveger, you want to bring me a raya? You want to bring me a raya that Torah could protect from the Malach HaMavis? What's your raya? Rav Chizda. Why not bring a raya from David HaMelech? David HaMelech lived a little before Rav Chizda. So why bring a raya from Rav Chizda? Why not David HaMelech? This is a very lumdish mahalach that I heard once from Rav Shmuel Yankiv, who just had a Shabbos table. Said it over from Rav Lev Bakst, who was Rosh Hashiva in Detroit, but we don't have time. So the Inkan Mekoymoy Laharach, I'm getting the look already. Zok de Gemara, Amrav Tanchum, Bar Chaniloi, Mipnei Maz, Zocha, Ruvain, Limones, Bahatzolot Chilo. Why is it that when the Torah, seriously? Why is it that when the Torah goes through, why is it that when the Torah counts and lists the Orei Miklot, so the first one mentioned is the one that's in the Chelik of Ruvain? Zok de Gemara, Pnei Shehu Pasach Bahatzolot Chilo. The reason is because he was the first one that tried saving Yosef. Shenema vayishma Ruvain vayatzalam yod. Really, the Shvatim were thinking about killing Yosef, and Ruvain said, "No, don't kill him." So, because Ruvain was peseach behatzola tchila, that's why he goes down. It's in his chelek that the first Ir Miklat mentioned in the Torah was in. Darish Abzimloi. My dechsev ozi avdol Moshe sholish or beivra yardin mizrocha shemesh. What does mizrocha shemesh mean? So Moshe Rabbeinu was Mavdol 3 Arei Miklot, Mizrach HaShemesh. Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe, Hazrech Shemesh L'Roitzchem. Hashem was telling Moshe when he commanded him to establish 3 Arei Miklot, and I want you to give light give hope to the Reitzchem. That's what he was telling him. And that's what the Mikud is, that even though they're Reitzchem, but at the same time, we give them hope. Ikad Amri, Omalei, his Rachta, Shemesh, the Reitzchem. Hashem told it to him after the fact, after Moshe Rabbeinu had already on his own established our Mikud, Hashem was masking to what he did, and he told him, well done, his Rachta, Shemesh, the Reitzchem. My Dixiv, the Pasuk says, Oyev Kesef, Lo Yizba Kesef, Umi Oyev Behemoin, Loitfua Gamze Hevel. So the Gemara is going to bring several pshatim, what this pasuk means, all with relevant ideas. Says the Gemara, Oyev Kesef Lo Yizba Kesef Zem Moshe Rabbeinu. Referring to Moshe Rabbeinu, he was an Oyev Kesef that was Lo Yizba Kesef. Obviously, using Kesef in this pasuk as a metaphor. So Yodeya, he knew Shein Shalish Arm Shabei Vayarden Kultus Actually Nifchu Shalish Beretz Kenat. He knew that the three are in Miklot in Evra Yarden weren't going to protect until the three in Eretz Kenan were already established. So why did he set them up? He could have waited years. Well, what was the need for Moshe Rabbeinu to run and establish these three are in Miklot? It wasn't necessary. It didn't work anyways. Omar, he said, Mitzvah Shaboli Yodi Akaimano. I have an opportunity to do a mitzvah. Moshe Rabbeinu was an Oyev Kesef. He was Lo Yizba Kesef. Even something that he knew was going to be only the tchila of the mitzvah, it wasn't going to work anyways, but he was just so excited to get involved in another mitzvah, he ran after it. So, Mi'oyev Behamoin Loitfu, what's the end of the pasuk? Lemi Nolulamed Behamoin, who is someone that is worthy, says Rashi, Lidrash Berabim, Tadarshan Berabim, Misha called for Shalai, someone that has a Bekias. Rashi says, Shabaki, Bemikra, Bemishna, Ba'alachais, Ba'agadis. Hainu Dom Rabbalaz, Maidach said, Mia Malak Vuris Hashem, Yashmia called to Ilasa. Lamina, Lamalak Vuris Hashem, who should be Darshaning Berabim, Misha Yachalashmia, called to Ilasa, is someone that has a Bekias. That person should be the one that's darshanim berab. Rabbanu v'item rabbe b'amori yom, a different pshat. Mi oyev b'hamoyin lo yitfuo. Kol ha'oyev l'melamid b'hamoyin. Someone that loves Rabbanim. Someone that loves Talmidei Chachamim. Somebody that loves people that darshan. Lo yitfuo. He will be zoicha that he'll be a Talmud Chacham and that his children will be Talmidei Chachamim. And the Gemara says that when Rabbi Bamori said this pshat, everyone in Shir started steering. Yavu be Rabbanan Einayu. The Gemara says that people did this sometimes. Be Rava Brei de Rabba. Everybody looked in Rava Brei de Rabba, suggesting that Rabba, this is the great Rabbi Bar Nachmeni, had a son, Rava, who apparently was a big Mitzuyan. He was very Chashiv. Gave Rabba a lot of Nachas. And everyone suggested, oh, you know why Rabba was Zoicha? Because Rabba was Oyev Talmidei Chachamim. He was Mechavim. And that's why he was Zoicha to have a son Rava. It's amazing. You would think Rabbi had a son Rava because of who he was. He's Rabbi Bar Nachmeni. He's Abaye's Rebbe. He's Rava's Rebbe. But Rabbi Bar Nachmeni had a quality that he was Oyev Talmidei Chachamim, and somehow people felt that that must be the reason that he has a son Rava Brei de Rav. Simin Ashi Lumoid Ravina Lua. Rashi Yom Rav Ashi says, Kolo Oyev Lumoid Behamoin Loitfua. Somebody that learns with a lot of people, he's part of a Chabura. Loi tfuah, he's going to have tfuah. And this is the Gemara that Rishu Abba spoke out. Matzah Shabbos. Finally, Rabbi Yitzhak Rabbi Chanin. Maidach Siv Cherev Alabad Ben Ayalu. Cherev Al Tzabar Tassayinim She Talmid HaChomim She Yoishvim Bo Iskim Be Torah Bad Bevad. That when Talmid HaChomim sit and learn Torah Bad Bevad by themselves without a Chabura, they deserve to have a cherev. They deserve to be killed. V'loyoyit el Hashem et shtapshin. Not just that, they become silly. K'siv hocha, the pasuk says, v'noyalu v'k'siv hosam asher noyalnu. V'loyoyit el Hashem choytim shenem avasher chotonu. V'ibo yisem em hocha, another makar, noyalu sorry tzim. But the bottom line is, when people learn by themselves, choytim, cherev el abadim, that's pretty sharp, pun intended, then the option. But the point is that you see from there that if somebody wants to steig in learning, the way to do it is you learn with a chabura. Ravina Ravina says, "Kol ha'oyev l'lamed behamoin loitfua." That a person who teaches a lot of people loitfua, he will have atzloch in his learning. That's what Rabbi meant when he said, "Harbi Torah l'madati miraboisei." He said, "I learned a lot of Torah from my rabbeim. Umechavera yosem mehem. I learned more from my chaverim. Umitalmida yosem mikulam. But I learned more from my rabbeim and more from my chaverim. I learned from my talmidim." By the way, I saw in the Sefer Daf Al Daf, he brings that the Pnei Menachem Ger Rebbe once said that you see that Rebbe said he learned more Torah from his chavrusa that he learned from his rabbeim. We just learned the Gemara. The Gemara said that Talmud Shagala Maglin Rabbi Yimoy. His rabbi had to go to Golos. Hakim's chavrusa didn't have to go to Golos with him. Right, when Rabbi Yechonon lost his chavrusa, Reish Lakish, he couldn't deal with it. So why is it only Maglin Rabbi Yimoy? Why doesn't his chavrusa have to go to Golos with him as well? And he said a davar nifla. He said that any person that has a friend, and he now goes to Golos, and we have to tell the friend go with him to Golis as Nishkan Chaver. Maglin Rabbi Yima, yeah, that we need a pasik. Vachai, we need to tell the Rebbe. You should understand, even though you have a shteller, you have a position, we want you to leave what you're doing, we want you to go with your Talmud. But a Chaver dafalei fashtei, he has to understand this by himself. And if he doesn't get it on his own, as Nishkan Chaver. So we mitzvah, tell the friend to go. Friend has to understand. You have a, going through a hard time. He's in Golis. He's away from his family. Of course his chav is supposed to go along with him. If we need to say it, it's not kind of chaver. But regarding this idea of so we always speak out to Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer says, what's the pshat of mitalmida yoisem ikulon? He says, because you would think that when a Rebbe teaches talmidim, so he's giving up a lot of his personal aliyah to... for his talmid, he's preparing shiurim, he's chazering over things, and the reality is that he gives up a lot from his personal aliyah on behalf of people. He says this when he talks about Chanoich and Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu never became Chanoich. Chanoich became the Malach Matat. Avram Avinu didn't. He says, yeah, Avram Avinu could have. If Avram Avinu would have lived on a mountain by himself as an ascetic, he also could have been a Malach. But Avram Avinu gave up from his personal aliyah to spread the word. He says the reality is that a Rebbe very often is going to give up enormously from his personal aliyah on behalf of his Talmidim. But at the same time, says the Chassam Sofer, a Yid never loses for doing the right thing. So say Chazal, that if you give up for your Talmidim, you're going to have Siyata Deshmaya. And you know what the Siyata Deshmaya is going to be? Mi Talmida Yoyser Mikulon. It's Davka because you have Talmidim, that sometimes in a little bit of time the Rebbe can be zoichet to things that ordinarily would have taken a lot longer for him to be able to comprehend. Why was he zoichet to that? It's precisely because he's giving up his time for his Talmidim. Because when you give up time for somebody else, the Ksav Soif in Parshas Bechukosai brings this Yisoif from his father. He says, that's Peshat in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Kol Aloymed Amanas Lelamed, Zoyche Lumaydu Lelamed. V'Kol Aloymed Amanas Lassoy, Zoyche Lumaydu Lelamed, Lishmer V'Lassoy. And the Ksav Soif asks a diktuk on the Mishnah. We always speak this out, but it's such a good Yisoif. He speaks out a diktuk on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Kol Aloymed Amanas Lelamed, Zoyche Lumaydu Lelamed. Why does he have to be Zoyche Lumayd? He's learning already. Kol Aloymed Amanas Lelamed, Zoichel Olami. He's learning. You'll also be Zoichel Olami. Kol Aloymed Amanas Lasseis, Zoichel Lumoid Olami. You'll also be Zoichel Lishmav Lasseis. Why does the Mishnah have to say Zoichel Lumoid? Elantuch. He's sitting in front of a Gemara. He doesn't need to be Zoichel Lumoid. He's anyways learning. Zok, the Ksav Soif, you're missing the whole point. The point is that when a person learns Amanas Olami, he's Zoichel Lumoid. The learning that he's anyways doing is a different learning. He's Zoichel to Mitalmida Yoisa Mikulam. Because you're learning not just for yourself, but you're learning for other people, the whole learning is different. You should know the Chassam Sofer says this regarding Limud HaTorah. He says it regarding tzedakah, when a person goes to work and he's involved in earning a living, but not just for himself, for other people as well. He opens up his house to other people. He says it in all contexts of mitzvahs, that when you do something for yourself, okay, so you're going to have whatever you're going to have. But when you open it up for other people, that's mitamida yoysa mikulon. Now already, the learning that you're doing anyways will be a different learning. The work that you're doing anyways will have a special soyid Hashem liureyev, a special siyata d'shmaya, because you're not just doing it for yourself. You're doing it for others, and then you get that special siyata deshmaya of mitalmida yoisim ikulam. I can't control myself. Just one other aura, and that is Reb Kiveger, in the Hakdamah to Chuvas Reb Kiveger. So he told his son, who was going to print Chuvas Reb Kiveger, so he said that there's three rules that I want you to know when you're mesader my Chuvas. This is going to be after Ptirasesh Reb Kiveger. He says, you're going to put together my Chuvas. There's three things I want you to be cognizant of. The first thing was, he says, there's certain Chuvas that may be duplicates. Don't print them. He says, even though maybe sometimes I was moist of something, there's no reason to print them. People that are going through the tshuvas, they don't have to see a tshuva again. One time is going to be enough. The second is very well known, where Reb Kiveger was very uncomfortable with some of the toyarim, some of the accolades that people gave him. So people, they would address Reb Kiveger the way anybody would address Reb Kiveger. And made Reb Kiveger uncomfortable, and he told Reb Kiveger, it's for that reason. When you print the tshuvas, I want you to take, he says he doesn't even read it when people write it to him, and you should take it out. And he says, mehai taimo, even when I responded to other people, and I wrote to them in the same way, so he says, I did it because that's the socially appropriate thing to do. That's Reb Kiveger says. But at the same time, being that I had a kpeda, maybe they also had a kpeda, and al zeh nemar madaloch senil, he says, don't even print it in my tshuvas. If you look at tshuvas Reb Kiveger's, so it just sounds like Shalom Aleichem Reb Kiveger. Reb Kiveger's responding. Can you imagine? Probably 9 pages of but he didn't want it. He wasn't comfortable with it, and that's why he wasn't printed. The third thing he writes is as follows. Listen to this. You're going to see that a lot of the people that asked me shaylas, these are people that learned in my yeshiva. These were my talmidim. Some when I had the yeshiva in Lisa, some have the yeshiva here in Posen. The bottom line is, a lot of these people are my talmidim. So you may be tempted in the tshuva to address them as my talmidim. Al techane es mimehem b'shem talmud, says Rabbi Kiverga. I don't want you to call any one of them talmud. Gam lo yilichtei v'loshen echachi. Not just that, don't even talk to them, you. Don't even talk to them in that disrespectful way. You should address them in the third person. Ki me oidi loy karasi la'odim talmud. Rabbi Kiverga said, I never called anybody talmud. Ki amarti, because I used to say, mi oidea mi lomid yosemi mi. Who knows who's learning more from who? Maybe I'm learning more from my talmidim than my talmidim are learning from me. Af, and he says, not just that, today a lot of them are ready. Godlu veitzlicho b'limudam vayisum peri. They have their own talmidim. He says v'imtimtza b'achas hamakoyim b'skos of Cain. He says you're going to find in a tshuva that it's written that way. Teidashu teisefes me'amatikim. Somebody must have added it. B'yoydam shahoyu mibnei yeshivasi v'timachezem me'al sufri. I want you to erase it from the sefer. Muftechani b'cha b'ni yedidi says I trust you. Even though these things that I'm asking are going to be hard, but please do what I'm asking you to do. He said, I was always there for you, and this is what I'm asking you. Just please be sensitive to these three things. But this last thing, the anivus of Reb Kiverga, where Reb Kiverga felt, and everyone quotes the other part. Reb Kiverga didn't want the appellations, the accolades. That's often quoted. But this part people don't quote. Reb Kiverga writes, this is the third thing that he requested. He didn't want to refer to his Talmidim as Talmidim, talk to them in the third person like he's talking to some Rashke Bahag. Why? Because Rabbi Kiverga felt he's my Rebbe. Rebbe said it. Either way, who caused that David HaMelech should be successful at war? All the Torah that was going on. So I was happy, but when they told me, I heard everybody knew that David HaMelech wasn't going to build the Beis HaMikdash. The foundation of the Beis HaMikdash. But he didn't build the Beis HaMikdash itself. Who built the Beis HaMikdash? Shlomo. He said, I heard people saying, when is this old man going to die already? Melech David Zakin. Right? When is this Zakin going to die already? He'll build the Beis HaMikdash. He'll be able to be Oyle Rego. By the way, some people bring a riot from here that there's no mitzvah, or there was no mitzvah to be Oyle Rego when the Mishkan was in Shiloh, Noiv, and Givoy. Because it sounds like only after the Beis HaMikdash is going to be built will there be a mitzvah to be Oyle Rego. We've spoken about this in the past. Is a Ramban, Alatayr in two places. Was there a mitzvah to be Oyle Rego in the Mishkan in the Midbar? Was there a mitzvah to be Oyle Rego in the Mishkan? The first Ma'arim Mokim you think is Chana and Elkanah. They used to go up. Yontif. First glance, it sounds like they were being Oyle Rego. Here it's Mashma V'yivne Beis HaBchira V'nal Oyle Rego. But says David HaMelech V'samachti. I was happy. Happy that you don't want a Beis HaMikdash. Amalei HaKadosh Baruch, but Hashem told him, I want you to know, it's true, you're never going to build a Beis HaMikdash, but ki toiv yoyim b'chatzirecha me'elef. Toiv li yoyim mechot shato izik b'toyre l'fanai. Your one day in yeshiva is more chashiv to me. Me'elef oylois sha'asid shloim abincha lahakiv l'fanai agav imzeh. From 1,000 oylois that shloim ha'melech was one day going to be ma'akiv. U'mechavano yislehem. We're going through that Gemara as if there's nothing to speak out. U'mechavano yislehem drachim. So they used to make roads. So there were ways, if somebody kills Meshaygig, it should be easy for him to get to the Ir Mikla. There were signs. So like you drive on a highway, there's a sign. So there were big signs, and it would say Miklat. And it meant then the Ir Miklat. So the Ritzach should know where he's going. It should be easy for him to enter the Ir Mikla. How do you know that? How do you know you're supposed to make these signs? There's a mitzvah. You should prepare, pave the road, literally, for the to be able to go to Gauls. You know, the Amirah, once upon a time, they would give shir, even Lamdashir Prokim, they would start with something light. They would always start with Haggadah. So Rav Chomer, Rav Chanina, when he began Perik Elohim HaGoylim, he would start with the following light idea. He would quote the Pasuk in Tehillim, Toivi Yosher Hashem, Hashem is toiv, he's yosher. Al kein yoyrech haton baderech. What does that mean? So you would say, im lechaton yoyrech. If Hashem looks out for the chaitim, kav v'chaim le'tzadikim, certainly Hashem is going to look out for the tzadikim. Shimon lokesh pasach la'pizch la'i b'shazam yichach. He would start this parasha with the following. V'ashaloi tzida v'leikim ino li'yadai. In parashas Mishpatim, it's talking about someone that kills the shoygeh. He was a loit tzada, meaning he wasn't ambushing, he wasn't trying to kill. V'leikim ino li'yadai. Hashem somehow was mesaviv things that he ended up killing. So he would Shteltzu to this, another pasuk. The pasuk in Shmuel Aleph. Kashe yoimer mishal hakadmoini, meirishom yetze resha, v'yodi loisiya bach. An interesting pasuk. So, we're talking about a mashal hakadmoini. There's some mashal, some old parable that relates to the idea of meirishom yetze resha. That if somebody's a rasha, he's going to end up doing bad things. So, who's this? Mirishon Yetze Resha, what's this mashal hakadmoini? Sok the Gemara Be'akos Medaber B'shnei Bnei Adam. Sha'argu Es HaNefesh. There were two people that killed someone. Echad Har B'Shoigig. One person killed B'Shoigig. Ve'echad Har B'Meiz. Another person killed B'Meiz. L'zeh Ein Edim. One person didn't have Edim. U'l'zeh Ein Edim. Another person didn't have Edim. So there was a Ritzech B'Shoigig who was supposed to go to Galus, but there's no Edim. There was a Ritzech B'Meiz that's supposed to be killed, but there was no Edim. So what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? Mazmina lepundigach, he brought them to one hotel. The one that killed B'mezid is on the bottom of the ladder. The one that is going down, not going up, he's going down the ladder. The nafal olav, he slips down the ladder, but hard guy and he kills. The one that killed B'mezid, Nerak, he was killed. He got what he was supposed to get. The one that killed B'shoigig ends up going to Golis because there were Edim. It was in a pundik. It was in a big public area. Everybody, so he ended up going to Golis. So the mashal hakadmoini is the mashal of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Kadmoini. That's, it's in the Torah. That's for like Kim Ina Liyadai that relates to Mirishoyim Yetzei Resha. Hashem makes it work out that everybody gets at the end of the day what they're supposed to get. So this guy killed B'mezid, there were no Edom, he ended up getting killed. Somebody fell on his head. Oh, by the way, the person that fell on his head, who was the Ritzech B'shoigig, had previously killed B'shoigig. Nobody had known. He ends up dying. Let's go back to the place at the beginning of the daf. The Gemara said there were three Ari Miklat be'Ever Hayarden. Why? Begilah Shchichi Reitzchem. Tveik Taisvis. Begilah Shchichi Reitzchem. That's B'mezid. That's not B'shoigig. Zok Taisvis V'yesh Leimer. This Gemara that we just learned. What do you see in this Gemara? That when somebody kills B'shoigig, who does he kill? He kills somebody that killed B'mezid. So if there were a lot of people that killed B'mezid, there's a lot of people on the bottom of the ladder, that means there's going to be a lot of people on the top of the ladder. If there's going to be a lot of people on the top of the ladder, so you need very big Ari Mikla to accommodate all these people that are killing B'shoigig. You see the following idea. What do you see in the Torah? Hashem told Bilam, don't go. But what happened? Bilam persisted. He said, stay one more night, and I'm going to try to make this work. Fixiv. And what does Hashem tell him the second night? Kum lechitam, go. B'derek shodam roitzel leilich melich enoisai. Min anaviyim dechsiv, ani Hashem alokechem ulametcha lahoyel madrichecha b'derek zuteilich. I let you do what you want to do. Min aksuvim dechsiv im leleitzim. If you want to be a letz, hu yoletz, Hashem will let you. Ula novim yitein che. By the way, the Marsha asked, famous Marsha, b'derek shodam roitzel leilich ba melichin. Who's them? Moilich, Hashem is the one that's doing this, right? Moilich Lashon Yachid. What's Moilichin? Says the Marsha, when a person has a machshava to do a mitzvah, a machshava toiv, it creates a malach, malachim, and those malachim physically facilitate what it is that he's trying to do. Am Rafuna, Rafuna said, Ritzech shegolol ir miklot, or Ritzech that went to ir miklot, umadzei goyel adam, and the goyel adam meets him, v'harga, and he kills him, potter. So we're familiar with the halacha of the goyel adam. That's why you run to the ir miklot. What happens when the goyel adam kills? Is the girl Adam Potter? Did he have a right to kill or did he not have a right to kill? So Rav Huna said he has a right to kill. Because he held, but it says in the Pasuk, V'loi ei mishpat moves, b'goyel Adam ksif. So what's the Pasuk? It says, Pen yirdev goyel Adam acher ritzech. The girl Adam is going to be running after the ritzech. Ki yecham levavoy, because he's hot. V'yisigoy, he's going to get him. Ki yirba haderech, the hiko nefesh, he's going to kill him. V'loi ei mishpat moves. So what is V'loi Ein Mishpat Moves referring to? It's referring to the Ritzech B'Shoigeg. He was the person that wasn't Chayiv Misa. Or it's referring to the Goyel Adam, that if he kills, he won't be Chayiv Misa. So Rav Huna said it's referring to the Goyel Adam. And that's how he knows this halacha. Ritzech Shagol Leir Miklat, the Matzah Goyel Adam, before he enters their Miklat, he kills him, he's Potter. No, it's referring to the Ritzeach. Maybe it's referring to the Gerodan. When it says, it says in that same pasuk that he didn't hate him, that's referring to the Ritzeach. That's referring to the Reitzach. So the bottom line is, you see, the Veloyah Mishpat Mavis is also referring to the Reitzach, not like Rav Huna. So the Brisa seems to say Veloyah Mishpat Mavis is not the Goyla. Dam, if he kills it, he's going to be Chayiv Misa. So the Gemara, it's really Machlokes Tanam. Who Damer Ki Haytana? Tanya, we learned to the Brisa Veloyah Mishpat Mavis, but Goyla Dam Akasim Medaber. At the Goyla Dam Medaber in the Elab Reitzach. Maybe it's referring to Reitzach. Shloim when it says Kiloy Sainu with Moshe Lishon Heavy Reitzach Omer. The end of the pasuk is clearly referring to the Reitzach. Hamani Mekayim Veloyah Mishpat Mavis. What does Veloyah Mishpat Mavis mean? The Goyla Dam Akasim Medaber must be referring to the Goyla Dam. Tanya, we learned in the Mishnah Moshe Lishay Tamid Chachamim. They were Moshe Tuta Tamid Chachamim. Shemi Yargenu Bederek Vidabreil. The Mishnah said there were two Tamid Chachamim that would escort the person going to Golas to try to talk to the Goyla Dam. My love, the Masrube. Why would the Tamid Chachamim there? Probably to give Asura, tell him the Ikotel Bar Ktolu, that if you kill, you're going to be Chayim Misa. The Mishnah says, Loi, that's not why. Kidetan Yvidabre Elo, Dvar Maruyam Loi. They would talk to him, just try to talk him out of it. Oymer Loi, Al Tinag by Minak Sheikh Chidamim, don't kill him. Bishkoga by Maisel Yadi. The whole thing happened, Be Sheikh.